I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following program is brought to you by the Preferred Home Team. Content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal or real estate advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Radio Hour, a forum of ideas, plans, and expert advice on all things real estate. Andy Prasky with RE/MAX Advantage Plus was named Super Agent by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Chris Rooney of RE/MAX Preferred is a Lakeshore and Luxury Home Specialist. Together, they cover the Twin Cities. This combined, dynamic duo has sold over 2,000 homes, ranked in the top 1% nationwide, top 10 in the state of Minnesota, and still have time to get together every Saturday to talk about real estate. Here's Abby Prasky and Chris Rooney, Denny Long, and the Real Estate Radio Hour.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of the Real Estate Show here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Chris and Andy with me in studio. And good morning, guys. What are we going to be doing today?
Back from the fair.
Yeah.
Yes. Kind of nice in a way, isn't it? We don't have a lot of Sweet Marthas or anything around.
I was going to say, there's a lot less food for us to
that's unfortunate.
Be tempted
yes.
by. But
or maybe that's a good thing.
Now the real estate fair starts.
Right.
It's called the Parade of Homes.
Parade of Homes already?
Today.
Yeah.
My goodness. Starts today. And I'm finally officially a part of the Parade of Homes. For the first time since 2001.
You are a slow starter.
Yeah. Why did it take so long?
You know, I used to own a construction company.
You did?
Yeah, and once I was done, I was like, I don't like construction anymore. Mm-hmm. But I've always liked it. But it was like, I just never felt comfortable with any builders, really.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of, you know, because I think in our real estate industry, it's a long process and with construction,
mm-hmm.
and there's just a lot of things that happen after the fact, like with follow-up work,
sure.
warranty work,
sure.
you know, and if a builder's not doing that warranty work, you know, we got a problem, and we usually mm-hmm. have to deal with it from the real estate aspect, and so kind of got rid of that, but
well,
I'm feeling really good now.
I was going to say, I smell a plug coming, but
no, that's you.
Mr. Promotion here.
Yeah.
No, the idea there is that, you know, you find somebody that's good at what they do, which is in today's world is challenging because if you think about, you know, job markets and you think about hiring people and just getting the physical bodies that will do the work, number one.
Right.
Now, number two, are they good at what they do and are they coming in at a fair price? So there's a little bit of uncertainty in that industry because people went from having so much to do, they didn't know how to keep their, you know, their business, you know, even
right.
busy and whatever. But now it turns around where all of a sudden they're sitting on the bench or they're quiet for a couple of years where they have nothing to do. Now we're back again where we're busy. And it's just really interesting to me, like as a sales professional like yourself, where you're sitting there and you have years of you controlling marketing, you control how your customers treated, you control everything. When you get into new construction, you start walking out on what I call ice of where it's uncertainty. You know, there's
right.
how is that customer's experience going to be? Because it's out of your control now. So you're kind of wandering into a terror. You have to be careful as an agent, don't you?
Well, here's a great example. I mean, from a new construction to existing. I mean, if we sell an existing house and we have a closing date set, we're usually hitting that closing date.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to worry if there's going to be rain that hits or
right.
a snowstorm or, you know, a lumber shortage. I mean, mm-hmm. and that happens all the time in new construction. I think with people that are building, you have to be prepared for that. You know, mm-hmm. you have to be prepared that, you know, I mean, if you're selling your house and you think you're going to sell your house and then move in that next day,
mm-hmm.
I would put the new construction, I would say, you know, don't try to time that exactly. I mean, mm-hmm. give yourself 2 weeks or a month, you know, leeway because of things just like we're talking about.
Well, so with that being said now, so you've been around the industry for a few years and you've had a few sales and you,
28 years.
Isn't that crazy?
That's unreal.
I know we still think of ourselves as being kids, but
it's my birthday,
like,
tomorrow too.
What?
Yes.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Enjoy that time in the model by yourself.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. But anyway, so, you know, kind of going back to you. So if I'm a listener on the show right now and I'm listening and I'm thinking, okay, I want to maybe try new construction. You know, you see so many negative things and you hear so many negative things. And I think that there's, when you as a consumer go through that journey, I think that I see more of the people that are not prepared. They're not spending the time to educate themselves on what really they're getting into when they decide to build a new house. I don't think they understand that now you're dealing with personalities, construction, you're dealing with all of these organizational things. There's things that are so out of your control. And then they have the situation where they want to, you know, tell everybody about it because it seems like, you know, oh, I'm having a horrible experience, or I'm having a, it's taking longer to build than we expected, or rain delays or whatever. Would you rather have somebody go through the journey? You're a listing agent, right, for a builder. Would you rather have somebody be represented with a real estate agent helping them and guiding them mentally and through the process, you know, obviously not physically, but I mean, through the mental hurdles that are there, or not? I mean, because a lot of people ask, you know, should we be able to, you know, buy direct and save money? Can we save money buying direct, or do we actually want to have a real estate agent involved on the buy side too?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's my job. I think it's important to have a realtor that's working for you. But I think it's more, to me, in the building, it's all about the process and laying it out at the beginning. I think one thing, when I talked about, you know, having problems with like follow-up or warranty work, you know, and the builder ever coming back, you know, I think I also have to kind of hit on like price points, because there's a lot of people in certain price points that are fighting against a lot of other builders to get that price as low as they possibly can. And I mean, you can't get enough money in it to be able to go above and beyond on warranty work.
So let's use that as an example into the retail arena. So you look at somebody like, and I'm not picking on, you know, Walmart or somebody like that, but let's say that you go into a store that's designed to be the low, that's how they run their ads. We're the low price leader. You can't probably, or you shouldn't expect the same service that you're going to get at like a Nordstrom's when they're walking you through and custom tailoring your suit.
Exactly.
And so I think that there's, to the consumer, that's what a real estate agent can really do for the consumer is decipher, yes, this is going to be more of the bargain pricing, less service, more quantity, or less service and, you know, the better pricing as far as per square foot or whatever you're analyzing on, versus the, you're looking for the whole experience. You want somebody to handhold you. You want to actually have lunch with the interior decorator to talk about your house and your concepts, or, you know, so, but like you said, probably huge difference in price points.
Right. And there's value in both of those, but it's setting the expectations, you know, because there is, I mean, you know, hey, if I'm going to go to Sam's Club, I'm going to go, you know, I'm just going to get three tubs of mayo rather than that one.
Right.
But I'm going to get a good deal and I'm going to have to save it for 17
That's
years.
At least a 2-week supply for you, right?
Exactly.
Oh, 3 month supply. Denny said 3 month supply.
3 months. Okay.
Okay.
3 week or 3 month. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you get down to where you actually have the new construction actually, in my opinion, comes down to where the cost might be higher on the front end, but the price to own it is lower, right? Mm-hmm. Versus the price is higher and the cost is lower to own it.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of advantages. You're employing people, there's energy efficiencies, and I don't know. This Parade of Homes is crazy. Denny, how many entries do you think will be this year in the fall Parade of Homes?
I'm trying to, because you asked the same question last year and I don't remember.
There was 481 in the spring, and right now this year we have 427 individual homes up for viewing.
Wow.
The price range. What do you guys think the range of values is?
I know the top one is like 3.6.
Yep, 3.6
million.
Yep.
And the entry, they actually have a house up for $199,900.
Really?
And funny enough, the builder, I shouldn't say, in a good way.
A house or a townhome?
I think single family home.
Okay.
What do you think the average price is in the parade this year?
Four?
I'm going to push it a little. 475.
Yep, you're at 594.
$594
is the average.
Wow,
isn't that crazy? And the what's interesting is, no shocker, the but this is the one that the stats that I think are fantastic. So under 300,000, there's only 17 houses available.
Okay,
no shocker there. Between 300,000 and 400,000, there's 158 homes for sale.
Wow.
Between basically 400 and a million, they all average, you know, similar in quantities. How many homes, Denny, would you guess in the Parade of Homes this fall are over $1 million?
I know one of them for sure.
50.
34.
Oh, okay.
And I remember when I was a kid, when I got into this business, you know, $1 million house was the big deal. Oh, I was like, oh, you break $1 million. That's like the, now it's kind of become common. It's, but anyway.
Well, I mean, you start getting on land and acreage and, you know, we talk, so I'm going to be in Reverence, which is a development out in Lakeville. It's an acreage development. And, you know, for the setbacks of the house and stuff like that, you got to be at least 150 feet back. So I think when you start going into that, I mean, there's obviously the house part, there's the lot part, and then there's site conditions. You know, so if you have to put a well and septic in and do landscape and do a driveway, you know, you probably got $100,000 right there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so it builds up real fast and gets there.
But it's kind of crazy, though, Denny. I mean, you know, a lot of us that are listening, the parade does start today. And it's going to go for the next 4 weeks, so it goes through the whole month here of September. And, you know, we're going to see about 25 to 50,000 visitors per week out there looking at houses. And it's the average viewer looks at 10 or more houses. So it's, I mean, it's a fun big, it's actually a real big deal for a lot of people. They enjoy it. It's kind of a ritual. And then what I always think is funny, Chris, is you know this too, the people that say, oh, we just do this for fun. And then eventually they say, well, should we build?
Totally.
And then about the 10th year they come through, they buy.
And that's so. This weekend, you say. So is there still guidebooks out there and everything?
Oh, yeah. Holiday Station stores right. have them for the Parade of Homes.
We'll talk about apps that you can get and all that stuff,
Oh, good.
Too.
Yep. We have to take a break, so let's do that. Stay with us. This is the Real Estate Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of the Real Estate Show here on 830 WCCO. Chris and Andy in studio on a Parade of Homes weekend. This is the opening act here. That's always been a fun time for me. I still enjoy. I'm sure people just go to looking even if they're not in the market.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I do it every year as well. And I always did it from a, you know, for a real estate perspective and stuff like that. But this year, I'm in number 138, if you want to come and see me, Andy.
Good.
Now, where's that one?
I will.
It's in Lakeville. It's one of the artisan luxury homes, and so it's you actually pay to go into this one.
Okay.
It's $2.1 million, and I mean it's pretty awesome, very awesome, kind of a showstopper type house. But that money that gets paid, $5 a person to be able to go in. What it does is it goes to building and remodeling facilities for vets and homeless people.
Yes, it does go for a great cause.
It really does, yeah. And so
that's awesome. Well, that's cool. You get to, you know, get to see a beautiful home and dream a little bit. And for some of them, hopefully they're ready to buy it. So
that's neat. And I think, you know, on a lot of those homes, you know, when you start getting up and that price starts shooting up, you know, it comes into like just different things. Like, there's some door handles in here. Mm-hmm. I mean, just doorknobs that go into a room, you know, on a door that are $350 a piece.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. And so, I mean, you can have a $25 one as well.
But don't you kind of expect that in that? I would expect that if I was the
Would you know the difference?
Yeah, when you grab them, you sure do. When you grab an all brass door handle and it turns nice, and versus the feels like you're opening a cardboard box. Yes, you do.
Well, you're the wrong person to ask, but a lot of people don't, and you can get the same exact look for maybe $100.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Still, $100 is a lot.
But... Oh, I even noticed like on the doors themselves, not only how many panels are on the doors, but what are the panel edges cut like? Are they square? Are they beveled? Are they whatever?
Totally.
See, I'm a snob when it comes to that stuff because I've been around it for a million years, and so. You know, but that's actually
the differences, though.
It is the differences.
What's important to people and what they deem as value. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the difference, really, between construction and existing is that, you know, existing, you're going to get a lot better value. There's, I mean, if I had to rebuild that house, I mean, I've got a listing right now that's $1.5 million that you couldn't build it for $2.2 million.
Right.
You couldn't touch it, you know, but you're going to pay $1.5 for it because it's not brand new. But now, hey, if I want to build that same house for $2.2 million, I might be able to shift this room around, kind of move that around, get the kind of trim profile that I want and get every, you know, that window positioned exactly, you know, how it works for me.
And so if I'm listening to you and I'm saying, wow, this guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about. How long does it take when you're building a house in that price range? I mean, what should I anticipate for down payments? I mean, do I have to have, you know, cash or can I finance something? Like, I mean, talk to us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it depends kind of where you're starting from. I mean, if you're starting from scratch and you just got an idea in your head and you got to put it onto paper, I mean, the design process takes a little longer. But for instance, this house, it was built for a client. And so this house is sold. That's being a model. But it was 9 months. It'll be 9 months from start to finish. You know, they took a design off of an existing model, kind of recreated it, made it their own. And then, you know, it was about a 7-month building process, which is really good.
That's actually pretty fast, I was going to say, because I was impressed with hearing those kind of numbers with that size of a house. So it, because it's just everything is bigger. That's like building 5 normal houses or 6 normal houses, you know? So it's like a, and they do it all at one time. So anyway, so what kind of, you know, going into the fall parade now, I mean, obviously it was a little slower this summer with some new construction. What are your thoughts, Chris, on what's happening out there with new construction? I mean, do you think the fall parade's going to be awesome, or do you think it's going to be okay, or what do you think?
I hope so. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like you said, it's my first kind of back into it, but I think I've always had real good success of people making decisions in the fall, mm-hmm. you know, to be, kind of get their stuff. And it is, I mean, for new construction especially, too, if I can get that foundation maybe in, you know, before, you know, the first of the year, and be building that thing, mm-hmm. you know, I can get in by summer.
Ask me the same question.
Andy, what do you think the best time is to start a...
funny you should
People
ask.
Can hear that.
Funny you should ask, Chris.
People can hear that. Then ask me about the calendar of events on the Parade of Homes.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, so what I find, Danny, what I like about the fall, you get everything in before the frost hits us, right? So if we hustle now in the fall, you get the foundations in, everything's cured properly, and then we go into what they call the winter season, which is also known as the dry season. That house gets framed in a lower humidity level. You're going to have less nail polish. You're going to have, and people always say, oh, you can't really build in the winter. I think it's the best time of year to build. I mean, not being a framer, that would be a hard job. But I mean, the houses are built, they're drier, they're quicker, they enclose them faster, they heat them. There's so many positive things about building this time of the year versus the spring. Everybody thinks they want to build in the spring. It's muddy, it's wet, it's raining, it's, you know, and so I did this myself. I actually started building my house when I built a few years back in the fall. And so I think it's a great time of the year to do it.
I never thought about that before.
Well, this is crazy. I mean, listeners might start thinking Andy knows what he's talking about. This is impressive.
You're lucky I was drinking my coffee. I had something to say.
Calendar of events.
Yeah.
I think is a kind of a neat little thing. And I was going to mention one about this weekend, my birthday. September 9th, just so you remember.
Danny, I think he's stroking us for a gift here.
I guess, yeah.
But have you guys heard of Spirit of Branchon?
Yes.
You've heard mm-hmm. of it, yeah. And it's a traditional neighborhood design, so the lots are a little smaller. It's kind of like you got front porch living, and, you know, everyone hangs out in the front porch, and then there's, like, there's parks, you know, that are around. So it's a neat area with a huge barn and stuff like that. But I thought it just kind of caught my eye in here. What they're doing is they're doing trolley rides. And so they're doing trolley rides kind of throughout the whole development and going to the different models.
Kind of fun.
I thought that was kind of
That's a great idea.
Yeah. You look at your Parade of Homes magazine or get the app at paradeofhomes.org. You can find out all these different calendar events. There's wine and cheese events.
Yep.
Eternity Homes is doing a bunch of them.
I've got I think every one of my models, we've got, 9 or 10 of them now in the fall parade. And we have wine
brunch.
Brunch, wine and cheese. We're doing one up in Forest Lake, too, where it's a family fun day where they're literally setting up a carnival at this place. With food and prizes. And so the builders, if anything else, are putting more effort, I think, into this fall parade of homes to get people out and get them excited and get them into the building market than I think I've ever seen in the past. So I feel that we're going to have a fantastic fall parade of homes.
We're actually going to do a design build process, too, on one of the dates, September 29th, mm-hmm. at the end of the weekend. But I think there's a lot of education that's happening. But mm-hmm. I also think, I mean, think about it. It's try to keep people there, too.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if I'm going to have a brunch on Andy, you know, I mean, it takes me a little while to eat that food. I'm going to feel indebted to be able to walk
so
around.
So people always give me a hard time because in my model homes, I always put candy. And then they'll leave the wrappers everywhere. And I said, I'll be honest with you. The reason why, Denny, we put the candy in those models is because it slows the kids down a little bit to where the parents can say, hey, if you behave and you sit nicely on the couch or whatever and let mom and dad look at the house, you can have a piece of candy when we leave. It's been a great tool for 20-plus years I've used it. And what's nice, too, is that also if you have, like, refreshments or cookies or whatever else, as a salesperson, what people do is they stop and actually take 2 seconds, and all of a sudden they realize, wow, I didn't really realize how beautiful that fireplace is, or I didn't realize how nice these floors are, because they're slowing down for a couple extra seconds. And it sometimes that's all it takes, and all of a sudden they're like, This is the place we want to live, you know?
No, not everyone can have the opportunity to maybe get a sitter or have them stay at home. But I'll tell you what, when you're traveling around the Parade of Homes and doing that, mm-hmm. it's much more relaxing.
Do you keep toys at your model?
No.
Well, for my own personal use, I keep them. But we keep a few toys at our models as well so that the kids that come in.
He's not kidding.
I'm not kidding at all. No, I have a bucket of toys. And I'm telling you, it's just that extra 2 seconds that it takes to actually get that kid to slow down and relax. And I'm like, go ahead, Mom and Dad, go take a look at the house. I'll watch little Billy here for you. And it works great. Anyway, so the idea there is that when people are out looking for homes, it's hard to visualize something when you're running through it. When you can stop and think about it, and people come downstairs and start asking, like, well, can we have the laundry room connect to the master bedroom? Or could we have a walkthrough? Now you've got a customer that's engaged with the building process, and I think that the floor plans now that are designed for today's living are so different than the houses that are out there that people fall in love with the designs as much as they fall in love with the concepts, you know? So
and that, Danny, is one thing we haven't really touched on is that that's the other part. I mean, it's obviously a building houses, but a lot of decorating and remodeling ideas coming to this fall parade.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, when we come back, let's talk about that. We're in the midst of our real estate show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And welcome back to this portion of our real estate show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. If you're just joining us, Chris and Andy in studio, we're talking, among other things, about the fall parade of homes opening up this weekend. I think I'm going to get out there.
Yeah, you should. It's fun. Come out for sure. I'll throw your $5 in at my place if you want.
You got a deal.
Yeah.
You told me it was $10.
Well, that was for you, so you could pay for Denny. So decorating and remodeling ideas are also a big thing for the parade of homes. And, you know, Andy, you were just touching on that whole mudroom concept and, you know, off the master and all that. And you can modify your house. And I think that, to me, that's things that change the existing market. Mm-hmm. You know, it's taking little ideas, different things that they're doing in these models that just kind of make yours elevate your house, and you get little ideas from there. You know, a lot of builders won't let you do the whole camera thing, but, you know, there's a lot of promotions out there and marketing that you can kind of grab that, you know, get that stuff from the internet and look at it. But I just think it's an excellent opportunity for people to get out there and be able to see.
Yeah, walking through something, because there's a lot of times where I look at, like, the swatches laying on the table, and I go, oh, my gosh, this is going to be horrible. Yep. And then you walk into the house, and you're like, it works.
Right.
And that's where that creativity, those interior decorators, my goodness, they are so gifted, coming in and putting textures and colors and fabrics, and all of a sudden they even get into where the staging gets included into that now, where all of a sudden we have the staging complementing the selections that were made. And it creates such a great feeling. And it's hard. I'm telling you, when you walk through and you say, I'm looking for designing and decorating ideas, I think a lot of people say that. But at the end of the day, they look at, how would I accomplish getting this feel and this look in my existing house? And a lot of times you can, but I'd say, 50% of the time you probably can't, because without doing major, major renovations.
Yeah. People can't visualize either. And that's the other big point. You know, that kind of was the part with me, is that I kind of know what I want, but I just don't know how to get there until it's there. And then I have to kind of like switch it all. So it's like, oh, geez, whoops, that window shouldn't go there. I need to buy a bigger window now. And I can't like visualize. And you get a stager designer type person that's part of that. I think that's so important. I know we're dealing on where there's these design boards, where they take all of what they're thinking and actually put it on paper, so you can kind of see all the colors and stuff next to each other. And I think that helps you visualize a lot better in which to be able to do that. But again, I think, to me, there's a lot of people that are out there that are getting ideas that might want to stay in their home, but also getting ideas to maybe get their other home on the market and give it kind of that new flair.
Well, and think about this too. So, you know, even kind of going back, and then I'll jump back into what you're just taking us in a different direction with, but with a new home, Don't be embarrassed to say to the builder, I want to build my new house and I want it to be just like this. That's the reason why they're giving you an example of what is out there and what's cool, because they're okay with that, by the way. They love to say, hey, we do this mocha colored floor, we do this kind of cabinet, we do this kind of door. On the inside, people don't know that 16 houses down, they have the exact same interior selections. People don't know that, you know, and nor will they ever, because your friends and their friends probably, you know. Now, if you ever have a potluck open.
If you're first, then the other people copied you.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? I'm okay with that, though, because I think the thing is if you find comfort in something that you see and you really like, go for it. I mean, and I think that's the whole point of the parade.
What about a progressive dinner for Christmas? What happens then?
You are, you want to be the first on the list.
True.
Yeah. Here's my Christmas cookies, you know, whatever. No, but then getting into, so here's a real concern. So a lot of people say, well, geez, you know, Chris, let's build our brand new house, you know, let's get going on it. But I have an existing house that I want to sell. Most buyers coming in now that are in that $500,000 plus price range are non-contingent. So they have taken on the financial responsibility of selling their house on their own. Under 500, I bet it's probably 60% of the buyers coming in are contingent in some way, shape, or form, at least, or maybe even a little bit higher in some price points. So how do we get the houses ready to sell, I think, is the key thing. And going into the fall, again, I'm going to toot our horn. I think it's a perfect time to get your house going because not only are you taking advantage of the best time of the year to build that house, but by the time that house is being framed up and a little closer, it's Super Bowl Sunday, you know, and that's usually when you and I talk about getting existing houses on the market and they just sell like hotcakes. Yep. So I think it's a perfect storm right now.
Yep. And we talk all the time about if you're thinking about selling in the spring, start getting it ready now. Make sure that happens because you just don't want to wait like last spring. Well, we didn't have a spring.
I was going to say, explain what spring is. Spring starts in February.
Typically,
it's a mental hurdle.
Spring market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, they don't wait for the grass to turn green. People are thinking spring like as in a to-do list. I want to get done after the first of the year. I want to get a new house.
Yeah, exactly. So, get it done now. But yeah, I think, you know, you were saying, how many homes between 400,000 and 500,000? Do you remember? It was like 138 or something.
Yep.
You know, I think that's interesting because if you're in a house that's 400,000 to 500,000 on the existing market, you're competing against that was 300,000 to 400,000. There was 158. Mm-hmm. So let's just say you're between 300,000 and 400,000. You're competing against a lot of new construction, and
yeah.
So that's the idea of, you know, you're out getting these ideas. How do you compare to them? Give a little something that gives people the justification of, gosh, you know what? The landscaping's all done. Mm-hmm. We're in a neighborhood that's not going to be building all the time, but oh God, they did do that new floor.
Well, yeah. You know. And I was going to say, so this is how you compete. So all of my new construction buyers that are out there listening, turn off for a couple seconds here. I don't want you to hear this part. Because what happens is when you build new, a lot of times, like you said, Chris, in that $300,000 to $400,000 range, there's usually not landscaping included. They usually do not have any window treatments included in that price. They don't have the basements finished usually in that price. And so what happens is those are a lot of things you are deferred projects. Well, the first time you go to bed in that house, you wake up at 5:30 in the morning because the sun's hitting you in the face, you're going to need those drapes. So some of the things to consider when you're in the existing market.
That's the winter blankets you put up.
You just staple plastic.
You see that a lot. Yeah.
But you know, but that's something to consider. So when you are going against, I love competition though, and I love to be able to position sellers in that arena because you going into that spring, now you're going to be competing against a spring preview, which is basically March. And you're going to have a lot of value there compared to the new construction, at least in the out-of-pocket expense arena. Everything else can usually be financed with new construction, but if somebody hits there and you say, listen, here's the keys, the house is in great shape, all the major things are done, you become really attractive in that marketplace, you know?
Totally, 100%. And I think, I mean, that's why when we're doing like our marketing materials, I always put down every single feature that I can possibly think of because that's exactly what the builders are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can justify it and start saying, oh, geez, you know what? They're poplar, but we've got cherry over here. You know, we've got 4-inch trim and this guy's got 2.25-inch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start looking at it and say, geez, I mean, if I had to build this house, you know, this $400,000 would be probably $460,000.
Right.
And the landscaping's done. And so that's how they start justifying it. But
yep.
I think people see value in anything. It's like, I'm going to do an Andy analogy.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's like buying a new car or a used car. You know, I mean, I've bought one new car in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to buy them with like 10,000 miles
sure.
on it, you know, to kind of get that existing discount kind of thing. But
that's what's important to you, right?
Yeah. But I mean, when I did buy my one car, which I have right now, that was kind of cool too. And now you kind of get that flavor for it. And that's the same mm-hmm. thing with new construction. People that build new construction, as horrible as it ever was, I mean, and it would have been the worst experience ever, and we didn't close on it and blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. They do it again.
Well,
because they got that fever.
Sure.
Well, and I was going to say, Denny, the other thing is I've hear people saying this too. There's something to be said for being the first one to shower in the house, the first one to ever flush the toilet, the first one to ever cook a meal in the kitchen. And a lot of those people really appreciate having everything being new and theirs, and it's, you know, and they get the full life out of it. And
that's true.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, let's talk more when we come back. This is the Real Estate Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And welcome back to this portion of the Real Estate Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Chris and Andy in studio. If you're just joining us, we have been talking, among other things, about the fall parade of homes. I know you have other things to say, but I was trying to think back years ago when there was a parade of homes, a fall parade of homes, how fewer homes were featured. Do you guys remember when you first started the business?
Absolutely.
What were we talking about? Do you remember?
I don't remember how many.
Like 30, 12, 20?
Yeah. There wasn't a ton, but I'll tell you what. The other thing was, is there were six days a week.
Oh, yes.
6 days a week.
That's
and
right.
It was like, I mean, what were those hours? I mean,
oh,
that,
it was ridiculous.
Crazy.
It was like 24 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah. It felt like it, for sure.
Yeah, but it was shorter. And see, we've had people that have actually come to us and actually said that they want us to actually have a more concentrated effort to get the parade done with, get it out, instead of dragging it out for 6 weeks or, you know, 4 weeks or whatever it is. But the idea there is that they're trying to be accommodating to people with all different types of schedules. And some people actually will take Fridays and they'll take a vacation day, and all of a sudden they'll come out to the actual, they'll come out and, you know, spend the whole day with their friends, and they go out to lunch and they make an event of it.
Right.
And it's kind of fun. So those people that are out there doing that, thank you for coming out and making us feel important. And looking at our houses and supporting the one of the true industries that still supports Minneapolis, our workers are, you know, and it's a big deal.
You know, here's the other thing, too. I think with time, I think they also figured out that if you give people, I mean, you want it open enough to be able to get enough people there, but it's like an open house that we do. We used to do them from 12 to 4. When we did them from 12 to 2, people just adjusted their schedule to get there between 12 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we didn't have to do them, you know, Monday through Wednesday. I mean, where two people would show up the whole time.
Well, and that's, we've talked about this a million times, but I mean, that used to be the, I used to have great success with open houses that were 1 to 4, like you said, noon to 2, and people would then make that window work. It's some of these, no offense, but the bigger national builders that have come to town, the Wall Street builders, that say, we're open 24-7, and then all of a sudden our local builders feel like they have to compete with that kind of a crazy schedule. And what happens is then it becomes more of a job than it becomes a passion, because now you're just open to be open, and you don't see a lot of people. And
but do they have toys at their models? Like
that,
you.
That, Denny, that's the edge.
That's the key.
Hey, if we're getting that existing home ready, what rooms are
and
important?
And I do clean those toys, by the way. Lysol, because
okay,
I'm sure there's little snotty-nosed kids playing with them.
That was you.
Yeah.
But anyways, rooms that we should concentrate on when it's time to sell that other house.
So,
kitchen, obviously.
Let's take it this way. Now that we're on the theme of new construction still, but let's carry that over. But new construction, when you look at a builder's model, they keep things simple, and they complement rooms, and they accent things to get your eyes to look at certain things. You should be doing the exact same thing with your existing house. So when you look at like a builder, you walk to a builder's house, and then your real estate agent's walking through your house, and you say, well, should I put the doors back on the closets? Yeah. Well, the builders have their doors on their closets because that's what people expect. That's the purpose of that room. Now, if you're repurposing, I just was at a house yesterday that actually beautiful home in Anoka on the river, and some of those closets were repurposed into lockers. They were repurposed into desks. They were repurposed into other cool things. And they asked, should we convert these back? And my answer was absolutely not. I think these are gorgeous, you know, assets, and you should, you know, keep them the way they are. That adds a little flair. That adds a little extra that, you know, people are shopping, they'll remember those things. And so focusing on rooms, for an example, you and I talk about this, you know, like the kitchen or a dining room, for an example. Mm-hmm. What do you do with a dining room? Because if you have a family that does not use formal dining, because some customers will seek houses with formal dining, and then others will say, well, what's the purpose? We never use it. We eat in the kitchen. We watch TV, whatever it is. So repurposing rooms, we've talked about this in the past too, Chris, and I know you've had your spin on that. But
we've been doing it for 10 years. We've had to talk about stuff a couple times.
Yeah.
You think about that. I mean, that's over 500 shows. I mean, there's a lot to talk about in real estate. But
I still got a lot
every
more
once
in me.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm only about halfway empty here, Denny. So But the idea there is that taking like a formal dining, let's say that you start doing showings, right? And the feedback comes back that this is a wasted room or the room needs to be updated. Repurpose the room is a concept that we've used in the past where all of a sudden you maybe don't have, you put French doors on a room now instead of leaving it wide open. Now it could be an office. It could be a dining room. It could be a TV room. It could be a game room, you know, toy room, whatever.
Totally parlor.
Yep. So those are some of those thoughts that I think that local agents and or contractors, the handyman style, you know, contractor could come through and maybe help you with.
Yeah. During the break, we were talking about throwing a little tech flair in there.
I'm a fan of that, man. I tell you,
it's easy. Switching doing a couple of those outlets.
Doing what?
Andy, something as simple as retrofitting an outlet where you think people would want to throw their tech gadgets and getting those USB ports put in there.
Oh, sure.
I think, my gosh, I think they're $14 now at the hardware stores.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go down and you pick a couple of those up. What it does is instead of seeing the two-prong outlets on there, now you've put in something with a USB port.
It looks new, doesn't it?
Yeah. And now you compare to the new builders, and now people are thinking, wow, this family's kept everything up to speed, and they're current on everything,
totally,
including the things I don't understand, like furnaces and water heaters. And it takes I don't want to say it's a distractionary technique, but it's something that gets people to feel at ease with a home because it has some of the fun things that they desire. And, you know, and a lot of people don't understand, like, when they buy, what is the engine? How does it work?
It's kind of like the Nest and Ring. Yeah. You know, where you get that video stuff, and then it just gives it that technology boost that, you know, people think that, oh, gosh, oh, now, look, I get the landscaping for free. I mean, it's just different ways in which to justify that your home is better than others.
All right.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what, tell us again before we head out of here. Parade of Home starts today.
Starts today. I'm at number 138.
Go to my website, prasky.com. I'm in about 10 different models.
And how do we get in touch with you, Chris, in case we want to bring you a present?
Oh, well,
oh, birthday.
ChrisRooney.com or 952-226-6699.
Now, what's that app for the Parade of Homes?
ParadeofHomes.org.
Excellent. Come on back next week.
Thanks,
and
Denny.
And we'll have more of the Real Estate Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.